let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Robert Ellerhorst. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
We appreciate your time. Robert is the MSU Director of Utilities. And Robert, yesterday we spent considerable time talking about the Delhi Waste Project. Now, I know you can't really chime in one way or another whether it's going to happen or whether it's not, but what you can talk about, if it is built, what MSU's role perhaps might be. Am I correct with that?
That's correct.
All right. Well, tell us, should this waste project be built in Delhi Township, what would MSU's relationship to that be?
Well, starting about 2009, we worked with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality to add biofuel into the fuels, the solid fuels at Michigan State Simon Plant. So, you know, we started out with wood material and grasses. Since then, you know, and the Board of Trustees approved the Energy Transition Plan officially here this last April, and as we established some major long-term goals for renewables and climate and you know, long-term goals for energy for campus. So within the production side, where I'm involved with on making or supplying the energy to campus, as opposed to the building side. You know, we're trying to find alternatives to coal. And the biofuel that will come off of this plant will fit into that. I mean, it will be an addition to what we're looking for to fill out a need to replace some of the solid fuel in the plant.
Robert, I've had people ask me, if this is such a cool idea, why doesn't MSU just build a plant on their own?
Well, we are going to build a similar. I mean, first of all, understand that our right now, our authorized capacity for biofuel in the state is 60 tons a day, and the Delhi plant's talking about a ton a day. So it's a piece of our goal. We're doing about 40 tons a day of trees and grass stuff material.
So, but
we are in April. The board also approved a similar type plant to what Delhi has, and so that, you know, that's going to be up and running in a couple of years, and we intend to utilize the material coming off that plant too. Assuming that we get the regulatory approval from the state of Michigan.
All right, so let's just say you build this plant. What's the percentage of fuel it will produce for you?
Yeah, same thing. It's going to be a piece. Neither of these will fill out the needs that we want for a replacement for coal. And the debate on is it a good replacement, because you know it still makes carbon dioxide, but there's a lot of less air emissions in this material than are associated with coal. So it is a green thing as far as we're concerned. And what's nice about these, that a lot of the materials that we're working with right now, they're seasonal. You know, the switchgrass comes off the fields in October and November. This stuff's going to be produced every day. So there's a real regularity to get it into your fuel mix.
What do you say to people who say, we can't afford to build things like this now, we shouldn't be putting our money in this when we've got so many other challenges facing us?
Well, the whole renewable energy change is going to cost us some money. And so it's a question of, are you committed to getting there? You know, are we committing to making a change for the next generation? And, you know, I think it's going to cost something, but I also think it's important to make the change. So, that's why the university, you know, we really talked about it's got to be a transition. There was a lot of pressure that it needed to be immediate. Well, it can't be immediate. They've got to be able to follow through. Less, you know, make strategic moves where you can make them.
Why is it important to make the change?
Well, it comes to the debate about, are fossil fuels going to be here for us forever? I mean, that's part of it. And so we're, you know, going along with that, with the concept that renewable fuels are better for us. This is, we consider, and it's been defined as a renewable fuel.
All right, but bottom line, both these plants, the one on MSU and the one in Delhi Township, will only give you a piece of what you need, 20% or so, but it gets you started in the right direction.
It's a portfolio and of what we need to go towards a larger volume of renewable fuel.
And where in the process is the MSU plant at?
Well, again, the Board of Trustees just authorized that one in April, so okay. It's just getting started.
Right.
You know, that's just they've been going, you know, they've been studying it for the last year on the feasibility, so now it's got a direction to get started. Where the Delhi plant is up and operating, they've already got the material. This question is, the material is not suitable for us to burn because it's too wet right now. They've got to dry it.
How much coal does MSU use a day?
Today or historically? I mean, we've changed the mix already because, you know, this first quarter this year, I don't know if you watch the prices on fuel, but natural gas is a very cheap commodity right mm-hmm. now. And so the plant was 100% natural gas mm-hmm. most of the winter. So we have the one furnace that's on solid coal that is the one that can mix the biofuel. Mm-hmm. So it used to be, if you would go back 4 years ago, we would burn about 7 railroad cars a day, 700 tons a day.
If we look
today, what we're doing, about 200 tons a day.
If you look at where we are now, 20 years from now, what's MSU going to be using for the majority of its fuel?
Well, the view, I mean, we've got some small steps. We have a small photovoltaic system on top of our recycling facility. There's a geothermal system that's going with the new nursing school that's under construction that'll be operating this fall. We are actually looking at the potential to access wind and large-scale photovoltaic. And like I said, we've committed that the Simon plant, in all these renewable concepts, I mean, everybody says, you know, if the sun's not shining, the wind's not blowing, you can't get anything off of those. And that's why you need a baseload system to support them. And that's why the existing Simon plant, maintaining its existence, is so important in our view.
Robert, I was talking about this with my family, and my 8-year-old said, well, Dad, there's always going to be poop, so I think that's a good idea. And he made it simplistic, but bottom line, he's right.
It's right. And you know, that's why we're looking at, there's a consistent supply going to be coming off of these plants. And this, what Delhi is trying to do, has the same potential that wastewater plants all over the country. I mean, they've taken a really early step with their changes over there.
I'm surprised that East Lansing and Meridian Township and other entities aren't looking at this also.
Oh, they are. I mean, they are aware of the changes. This material has been a problem to get rid of for wastewater plants, okay? They used to incinerate it. Then the air quality requirements became tougher on them. Then they started burying it or working with farmers, if they could, to land apply it. And now there's this opportunity with the understanding with renewable fuels and some EPA determinations that this stuff is a legitimate fuel. That now they're saying, okay, if it's a legitimate fuel, maybe we can move it into the energy market.
We've been talking with Robert Ellerhorst, who is the MSU Director of Utilities. Sir, thanks so much for your knowledge. We appreciate you.
Yeah, not a problem.